Well, good morning, everybody. This is Regional Vice President Donna Perkins, and I'm super excited to share a few minutes with you this morning. This morning, I want to talk about a couple of things that I've been hearing a lot about lately, and that's the Great Resignation, and I'm going to couple that with accountability and flexibility. Wow, right? But when I listen and learn more and more and more about the Great Resignation, and I look more and more about what I think it takes for me to get to where I want to be in life, I just always come back to how accountable am I being and how flexible am I? Because, you know, to be quite honest with you, prior to ACN, I would have thought I was flexible, but the truth was I was actually quite rigid. So I don't know if anybody can relate to me or not out there with that one, but one of the things that I definitely try to do in my life is be more and more flexible. So let's start with the Great Resignation. There's been a lot of information out there about the Great Resignation. And there's two things that I think have really contributed to it. And if you don't know what the Great Resignation is that right now, on an average, 4.5 million people every month in the year of 2021 decided not to go back to their regular job. 4.5 million a month. That is quite a number. And I think, honestly, that there's been a few things that have contributed to it, but here's the two things that I'm going to talk about this morning. And that is, number one, the internet. I think it's really the big equalizer. You know, with the internet and with people realize that there's better options out there. The internet is what I call really the age of information. It removes the ignorance. It provides opportunity, more information, hope, options for people who didn't necessarily know what was available to them before. You can learn a lot of things out there. And then, of course, COVID, I think, most definitely, was a huge factor in the Great Resignation. People realize that they don't have to be in the office anymore. I mean, think about the bankers, the doctors, the insurance companies, some of the most rigid private industries out there, and we were doing it from home. There's no commute anymore. Geography played an important and essential role in what job you could actually have. And now people realize that they don't have to go to work for 8 and 10 hours a day, that they don't have to commute an hour or two every day. They don't have to deal with rush hour or the morning rush trying to get out of the house or experience what we call the witching hour when you get home at night and the kids are tired and hungry and dinner needs to be made and everybody's, you know, yelling at one time. Oh, if you haven't experienced that one, God bless you. People want more time back in their life and they want flexibility. They want options. They want quality of life. They want better pay. And they want benefits that are more than health care and vacation. They don't want to be told when to go to the bathroom. They don't want to be told how much time that they get with their kids every day. They don't. They want something more. So the next time you hear somebody say that nobody wants to work anymore, stop and pause. Because I don't think that's true at all. I think people want to work, but they want to work on their terms. And there's a big shift now where people are standing up and demanding that they want more instead of the employers dictating how you have to work and on what terms you're going to have to work. So the next time you go to the grocery store or to a restaurant and you have to wait because there's not enough employees, instead of being angry or thinking nobody wants to work anymore, let us let a slow smile go across our face and realize that people want more. And until employers are able to offer more, we're going to have to see and deal with a work shortage. Not because we don't want to work more, but because we want and deserve more. Do you realize here in ACN that we're already positioned with everything that people are looking for? We're an internet-based company. with incredible service providers and the technology and the compensation plan that offers the flexibility that people are looking for. And we can offer time and money together. But I caution you, before we can sell that book of goods, I ask each of us to look inside and answer honestly, are we living that dream that ACM can deliver? Do you have a family work balance life or are still running that rat race? And if you're still running the rat race, do you have a plan? Are you using accountability in your life to achieve what you want or what you say you want? I believe that accountability and flexibility are the two most important things that we have to get us there. But more importantly, I think it's the attitude of accountability and flexibility. And this is what I mean. If you judged yourself by your reactions, what would it look like? Do you kick your dog? Not literally, but do you kick your dog or kiss your dog? When your dog eats your favorite shoes, do you have road rage or a forgiving smile for the person that cut you off or pulled out in front of you? Do you yell at your kids when you can't get out of the door, out from the house in time and they're running you late? Or do you just giggle and sit down on your knees and help them get their coat and their lunchbox together? Do you call yourself stupid when you pull into the driveway after you left the store and you forgot what you went for? Or do you just laugh at yourself and order pizza instead of making that incredible dinner because you don't have half the things you need? Do you forgive easily? But more importantly, do you forget? Or do you live holding a grudge? Do you have people in your life that you are willing to be honest with? Or again, even more importantly, do you have people in your life that can be honest with you? And are you coachable and changeable and willing to go down that ugly road of readjustment and change to become the person that you want? You can sell that dream of ACM because it's real. But before we can sell it, we got to live it, because people can smell a fake a mile away. Be flexible in your reactions. Be kind and loving. Be accountable in your actions and live the life that you deserve. Have an incredible, blessed, and loving day.